Back in school, you may remember the kid who broke the rules and got everyone in trouble, even when they didn't do anything wrong. In one corner of our troubled financial system, some banks are protesting. That's exactly what's happening to them. Hannah Jaffe-Walt explains.
One quick thing to clear up, and then we can get to this weird banking drama playing out right now. Banking drama, you know you want to know. Okay, here's the one thing. The FDIC, the agency that insures our bank's deposits, it's funded by banks. Maybe it's a name problem or something, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, but lots of people seem to think it's funded by taxpayers. It's not. Every bank that's FDIC insured has to pay a fee for that insurance. And all those fees, put them all together, they go into a deposit insurance fund that pays for bank failures. John Bevenzi is the FDIC's chief operating officer.
If you put $100 in a checking account in a bank, what the bank has to do is pay the FDIC an insurance premium.
Just like you pay a fee to get your car insured, the banks pay fees to get their deposits insured. Now that we've cleared that up, banking drama. It started when everything fell apart. Last September, October, banks watched their fellow banks begin to fall. Huge ones, like Washington Mutual, and small ones, like the Corn Belt Bank of Pittsfield, Illinois. It kept happening. September to April 1st, 36 banks failed. And each time a bank fails, the FDIC insurance fund has to pay for everyone's insured deposits. The fund is shrinking. So FDIC jacked up the fees by a lot. Last year, Bevenzi says, the banks paid $3 billion into the insurance fund. This year,
they will pay $12, $13 billion, and we're talking about a potential special assessment that could bring the total up to $20 billion or so for the year. So it is a dramatic increase.
And it just, boom, came across the wire, if you will. And I must admit, at first, I didn't do the math in my head very well. I actually had it wrong.
This is Salvatore Marenka, CEO of Cattaraugus County Bank in upstate New York. The email came, premiums are going up, everyone. And then Marenka did do the math.
And then all of a sudden they kicked in, well, what does this really mean? It was shocking.
Marenka says for his bank, the increase in fees will mean a jump from $30,000 last year to $350,000 this year. He says that's about a third of his yearly earnings.
We were PO'd. We were very angry that we were paying for the sins of others. Obviously, the cost of this was because other people were doing silly, imprudent, criminal things. We never got involved in subprime loans. We would never do a loan of no documentation. We didn't cause this problem. Imagine if you had to pay because your neighbor or your competitor screwed up somehow and you had to pay for it.
Yes, taxpayers, just imagine. Close your eyes and try to picture a scenario where you pay for the mistakes of others. John Bevenzi, the FDIC chief operating officer, he can sympathize with Marenka's complaint. In fact, it's very familiar to him. Back during the SNL crisis, community banks were up in arms then too with the same cries. We didn't do it. It's not our fault. How could you raise premiums on us now of all times?
That's the balance we have to strike, that the banking industry is responsible for the insurance fund, not taxpayers, but there's only so much that we can charge them at any given time without making their problems much worse.
Raising premiums isn't the FDIC's only strategy. They're also asking for a big increase to their current $30 billion line of credit with the Treasury. They want it to be $100 billion, and they want the option to borrow an emergency $500 billion. But Bevenzi emphasizes even if they had to borrow that money, taxpayers would be paid back by banks. So you and me, we're off the hook, right? Kind of. If the FDIC is jacking up fees, how do you think CEOs like Marenka are going to make up for that loss?
Will it affect deposit rates? It has to. Will it affect loan rates? The answer has to be yes.
If the banks have to pay in a big way for the mistakes of their banking brothers, customers, at least in some small way, will probably have to pay, too. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Hannah is part of the Planet Money team, which blogs and podcasts about economics at npr.org/money.